The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After the 5,000 had eaten and were satisfied, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and precede him to the other side toward Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. And when he had taken leave of them, he went off to the mountain to pray. When it was evening, the boat was far out on the sea, and he was alone on shore. Then he saw that they were tossed about while rowing, for the wind was against them. About the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them walking on the sea. He meant to pass them by, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out. They had all seen him and were terrified, but at once he spoke with them. "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." He got into the boat with them, and the wind died down. They were completely astounded. They had not understood the incident of the loaves. On the contrary, their hearts were hardened. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Christ's life is one long prayer to the Father. Everything he did, his obedience, his humility, his getting angry at the scribes and the Pharisees, everything was a prayer to the Father. Even the little things he did. We can think of the silent years of Christ and how even when he was a child with his parents, even when he was a teenager, even when he was in his late 20s, every single moment throughout his life was a prayer to the Father. And still in today's gospel, he leaves the disciples behind, well, sends them off on a boat, got rid of his people, got rid of the crowds, and then went off to the mountain to pray. The entirety of his life was already a prayer, and still he goes to the mountain to pray. This should tell us how important prayer is, how important it is even to go off by yourself in order to recollect and to be with the Father. But what does our prayer life look like? Oftentimes, busy lives can get in the way of prayer. Oftentimes, our lives aren't just busy. Sometimes they become as chaotic as a storm. But the good news is that just like in the gospel, Christ is right there with us, even if we don't realize it. He's so near to us that he jumps inside our ship, even in the midst of that storm. So call out to him today, whether you're in a storm or not. Call out to him, invite him in. Those who do will not regret it.